702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Time now to look at the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele.
Gosh, I mean, this story, it's frightening for all sorts of reasons. Tell me about this kid who jumped off a cruise liner for a day. You know, it must be one of, if you're a parent, this kind of thing must really send shivers up your spine. Tell us the story.
Yeah, it's actually a tragic story, to be honest. I mean, this guy had 18 years old, had just graduated, went on a sunset cruise in the Bahamas with mates and all that kind of stuff. And there's video footage that was taken. So according to reports, he was dared to jump overboard, and he did. And this video footage captures him, jumping and then in the water. And you can hear all the youngsters around, they're having a laugh, and, oh, he's jumped over, well, you know, like this real American thing. Then somebody throws a life buoy down to him, and he kind of swims away from the buoy. He doesn't go towards it. And then, you know, the video ends. And now this is a big ship, so you can't just stop it and turn it around and all that kind of stuff. You know, these things take a long time to turn around. The Coast Guard was alerted, and they searched for him for a couple of days, and they called off the search yesterday. So presumed dead and missing at sea, unfortunately, and all because of a dare. You know, and this happens so many times, Bongles. If you think back to your youth times, and maybe even now in your adult days, somebody will say, I dare you to do this, or I dare you to do that. And most times you'll probably say, no, I'm not going to do that. It's silly, it's stupid, or whatever it may be. And other times, perhaps you have followed through and done the dare, and it's, you know, turned out to be a good laugh, and ha ha ha, you know, that was cool. And sometimes not, like in this case. So, I mean, you can imagine for these poor parents as well, you know, they must be feeling absolutely devastated and witnessing that video footage as well. So, I mean, yeah, I want to talk to your kids about, right, especially the sort of the elder teens and 18-year-olds around about there, to not always follow through with dares. And, you know, it's okay to say, no, I'm not doing a dare, I'm chicken or whatever it is. Just don't do it, because it can lead to tragic stuff. So, I mean, if you think back to your youth, did you have a moment where you did a dare and afterwards you regretted it? For whatever reasons it may be, let's hear your story.
A part of me thinks, how old are we? Do you know what I mean? I mean, and I said in my introduction that this is the kind of thing that makes, the hairs on any parent's back, stand up, because it's just, you think, oh, why would you be so stupid? But I suppose male bravado and that kind of thing would make an 18-year-old do exactly this kind of thing. Maybe people can share stories of dares that went wrong. Do you have regrets? Now, this next video is, you really have to see it to believe it. This is a woman who looks quite well into her pregnancy at an advanced stage. And what is she doing, Kabazela?
Yeah, she is, I'm sure she's a CrossFitter. So if you've seen women CrossFitters, they are incredibly strong. They've got strong arms, big shoulders, strong legs. And this is exactly what this woman is. And like you said, she's well into her pregnancy. And here she is doing a barbell, which she picks up from the ground to the shoulders and then above the head. I'm sure there's a specific term for that move, but that's what she's done. And she does it with complete ease. And, you know, it was like, wow, okay. And some of the people commenting and saying, yes, that baby is going to come out, you know, like the Hulk, et cetera, et cetera. And she's lifting for two and all that kind of stuff. But it's an interesting one to talk about. I mean, pregnancy must be one of the most difficult things, exhausting things to do, right, Bongles, for 9 months carrying around a little human being inside you. And to keep up your exercise regimes and, you know, gymming or whatever it is that you do, probably sometimes takes a bit of a backseat because you're just so exhausted and you got to work and all that kind of stuff. So were you in your pregnancy, Did you keep up with your normal routine? Did you go to gym? Did you lift weights? Did you run? And how long into your pregnancy did you do it? And I mean, are there safety concerns as well with this kind of thing? Is there a time where you actually have to settle down and say, okay, no, let's rest now. Enough for the baby and I. Let's put our feet up. So yeah, let's hear those as well, Bob.
I would particularly love to hear from people who are obstetricians to give us some guidance on this in terms of how much should a routine change once somebody is pregnant. And what I understand, and I'm saying this as somebody who's never been pregnant, obviously, what I understand is if you weren't exercising when you're pregnant, that's not the time to begin, right? And get into hectic routines. As I understand it, you pretty much, obviously with the guidance of your doctor, do as you've been doing. So no radical or sudden changes. And this woman looks like she's been exercising. I mean, she looks more like a weightlifter actually than even a CrossFitter to me. So probably there wasn't too much stress on her body in doing this. And that's why, even though I'm not pregnant, I certainly couldn't lift the weights that she does. I can tell you that for free. All right. Stories around how you manage your routine as far as exercise is concerned during pregnancy.